And now, Anna and Raven's Middle Schooler News.
Christopher, thank you for being our middle schooler this week. You want to give a shout out where you're from? Say hi to anybody?
Yep, I'm from Weston, Connecticut, and I'm in sixth grade at Weston Middle School.
What's your favorite subject right now at school?
Probably math.
That's good.
I loved math.
All right, so give us those top three stories of the week, being our broadcaster today.
Okay, number one is the MLB playoff update. So the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Mariners are tied 2 games apiece. The game tonight, whoever wins that game is going to play the Blue Jays, who defeated the Yankees 3-1.
Everybody got all fired up in New York there. They had that one great game,
yeah.
Anna, and people were talking about this thing could be legendary. This is how comebacks are built. And then, you know, local people pointed out the fact that, you know, for it to become legendary, they actually had to win that series and then probably win the World Series for people to, like, really pay attention and remember it.
Well, tough
to be a
happen.
Yankees fan when you've won a lot.
Mm.
Right now, I'm a Yankees fan, so I'm not happy.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, Christopher.
I get it.
Yeah.
You think they're going to keep Aaron Boone?
I think they am. He's brought them to a lot of postseasons, but he may not stay much longer because no World Series.
Exactly.
Do you play any sports?
Yeah, I play baseball, football, soccer,
he
basketball.
He plays all of them. Tennis.
Yeah, he's like every single one.
All
everyone
them,
you can
Anna.
Name. That's it. That's what
I'm
I do.
An ace.
All right. Second big story of the week, Christopher. Give it to us.
Next up, New Haven makes pizza history. 4,525 people attended a pizza party on September 12th. That's a new Guinness Book of World Records.
The largest pizza party on the planet, right?
It's ever happened, yeah.
Yep. And it's Matt's previous record of 3,357 people in Oklahoma in 2023.
Wow.
So they dominated that record.
Yeah.
Take that, Oklahoma.
It's a lot of pizza. Who goes to break this record next? And what if it's like next week? It's just everybody gets together, makes a lot of pizza, everybody shows up and eats it. Congratulations, you just made it to the Guinness World Records.
It's a good one to go after, right? I mean, it's an excuse for people to have a pizza party,
mm-hmm.
and nobody ever turns down pizza.
Exactly, especially free pizza.
Right.
I just read this whole article about how pizza is the one thing that unites us in this country. It said everybody loves pizza, and if there's pizza, people will show up for it. And I thought about it. At first, I scoffed. I'm like, pizza, the great uniter.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, wait a minute. That's actually somewhat accurate.
Yeah, it's a debate that can stay somewhat civil, too, until at least you get into that Hawaiian thing.
In Italy, it's very popular to put hot dogs and mashed potatoes and french fries on pizza.
Yeah.
So my dad came back to America. And he's like, he owns pizza places, Christopher. He was like, I'm going to make a hot dog french fry pizza and call it the Americana. It's so popular in Italy. We can't sell any at the restaurant.
None.
Nobody wants it.
Not one here.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Forget it. All right, Christopher, what's your final story for the week?
This is a really funny one. A water skiing squirrel delights crowds in North Carolina. And you heard that right.
Does he have a name? Did we randomly spot him out there or what?
So at the Carolina Classic Fair last weekend, a squirrel named Twiggy rode the waves while water skiing. Twiggy was specially trained and has his own little water ski. The squirrel is now touring.
Have you ever seen a squirrel water skiing before, Anna?
Not in real life. How big is the boat? Is it a tiny boat too?
It's really small, perfect for a squirrel.
It's like a remote control boat. Yeah.
I want that. If there's anything I've ever wanted to see, it's definitely that.
Great job, Christopher.
Thanks for tuning in. Have a nice weekend.
All right.
I love that he's got a real sign off
right.
too.
He's like, have a good. He said tuning in.
Good job.
Thank you, Christopher. Have a great week. Thank you for being our middle schooler.
Thank you.